That recording, that's important, right? And so today, I asked the Lord what I should say to the LifeSpring Church. And so the Lord would say, there are many of you here because he's changing the face of the church. Yeah. So there are some people that he's drawn in this season. But then there are many of us, we've been through the fire. As a church and as a people individually. Amen? Yeah. There's been a sifting in our church, and God has really proved those who are operating with loyalty and the spirit of agreement. Amen? Yeah. It is God that does the shaking, and it is God that has done this move. Yeah. Because he says he's preparing us for the great move ahead.
Amen?
Amen? And so it was necessary for us to have a shifting. And then God has drawn some people now. And I'm sure as we get to know them, we'll realize that as David asked for workers with loyal hearts, we will see that there's something that unfolds with these people. It's called loyalty.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Because this is necessary for the move of God. Yes. That it is ahead. Amen? We won't have a people that at every challenge they'll be moved. We'll have a people who are steadfast. Amen?
Yes.
And so God has brought us through. We have faced some of the things we feared the most. Amen?
Yeah.
I don't know if this will identify with some of you with what's been happening in your life, your personal life. Amen? And he has brought us through those things, and we became stronger. We gained wisdom. We proved God. Our weak areas were strengthened.
Amen.
And God exalted us. And he brought us through those things with great blessing. Amen?
Amen?
So the Lord has been about the business of establishing his people for his purpose. We now live with a focus of eternity. We are living with the perspective of our Father. Your will be done and your kingdom come.
Amen.
Amen. We live with a focus of Romans 8:28, where we become unshakable because our focus is on eternity. And we know that all things work together for our good and for God's glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
There has been a coming together for the building of the kingdom.
Amen.
There have been some real bonds established, founded in loyalty for God's purpose.
Amen.
Amen. There's a spirit of agreement. And here is what the Lord says. We need to now hone out the miraculous.
Amen.
Because we are positioned to walk in the realm of miracles, signs, and wonders. And miracles, signs, and wonders follow us because we believe.
Amen.
We believe. Amen. And that is when the miracle signs and wonders happen. When we lay sick hands on the sick and they recover. Do you believe it will happen? It will happen in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that when we pray for some, lives will be changed? Do you believe that when we do the worship here, lives are being changed? Do you believe that as we speak the word, lives are being changed?
Yes.
Hone out the miraculous.
Yeah.
Amen. So what do we need to do to move into this place, to get into this great move of God? Number one, it's just very simple. We need to understand that God is sending us in this season to do a great work.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
And he says, it's simple. I heard him saying over and over and over again, be ready with the ear of expectancy.
Amen.
I kept hearing the word expectancy. I'm going to expound on that a little bit lower. Amen. We mean to be expectant for the overflow of the Spirit. And God says, he says over and over as to tell you to be expectant.
Amen.
Expectancy means you're ready.
Yes.
You are ready. He's opening your spiritual eyes to see. He's giving you understanding. Some things you never thought you would know or understand. It's God that's stirring you.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
He says, just be desperate and thirsty for him.
Amen.
I release right now the spirit of zeal and fervency upon the people in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have become aware of our assignment, and we receive right now the power that is needed for the great move of God.
Amen.
I stir it up in you in the name of Jesus. Receive the anointing now to go in the name of Jesus. He comes with fire, and when he comes with fire, we can't restrain him. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord says, just set your pot. Set your pots and receive from me in this season. You are no longer wounded. You are no longer broken. I'm empowering you to go in this season.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Our lives are about building the kingdom. Now let's define what the word expectancy means. It means the state of thinking or hoping that something, especially something good, will happen.
Amen.
Amen? Are you expectant, people?
Yes. Yes.
And for us Christians, we are operating with the now faith. We believe that God is manifesting himself in all glory and splendor. He wants to bless his people. Let me tell you, anything we have in the kingdom has to be birthed by faith.
Amen.
We believe God, and then we see it come to pass.
Amen.
It's the other way around. In the world, they say, you see it, and then you believe.
Yeah.
But in God's kingdom,
we believe
Amen. First. Amen. We believe what God said, and then we see it. And it doesn't matter how long we have to wait, God is coming through.
Amen.
And God says, just be expectant. There are miracles, there are things unexplainable that are going to happen in this season in your life.
Amen.
Just position yourself and be ready to receive from God individually and corporately.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
Believe him.
Yeah.
Amen? And the work here, because God is doing a drawing to build the work is not for just a few, it's for all of us here.
Amen.
Yes. Amen? So how do we work together? Wherever you are today, please remember that whatever situation you find yourself in, it is a place that you can give God glory.
Amen.
It is working for your good and for God's glory. We recognize that we may not have to speak one word, but we are effective witnesses by the way we live.
Yes.
So how does the power come? It's not that we are one person here on a Sunday. We live in truth. We walk in truth. We walk the walk. We not only talk the talk, but we walk the walk too. Amen?
Yes.
Could it be that our surrenders, our surroundings, and our very appearance give God glory?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Excellence
yes.
will cause us to build God's house with magnificence. Sometimes I get that word mixed up in a magnificence. I mean, it's magnificence, all right? She sells by the seaside, right? I got that. Let us look at the details in the Old Testament that God gave Moses, Solomon, and Ezekiel. He gave them such detail about building the temple
yes.
and the tabernacle. Now, the temple is not necessarily a building, though we worship in a church building, but it's in our individual temples. Amen?
Yes.
But then we have to take care that we have to get into the presence of the Lord. We have to garner ourselves with repentance. We have to garner ourselves with beauty. But what is beautiful to the Lord? A beautiful heart.
Yes.
A beautiful heart. A heart free of forgiveness. A heart that trusts God. A heart that walks in obedience. A heart that says, God, have your way. Not my will, but yours be done. Amen?
Yes.
But let me just read you about the tabernacle. The project involves not only very expensive materials, but these materials were fashioned in such a way as to create great works of art. God commanded Moses to fashion a tabernacle in a way which would involve almost every form of representational art that men have ever known. The tabernacle and its furnishings were provided for the Israelites for both glory and beauty.
Amen.
Amen? So look, we are going to make sure that we give God glory.
Yes.
Because we have excellence. We don't want to do things, oh, just because of duty.
No.
We want to do things because we want to give God glory. And so when we give God glory, we have excellence and we do it with our best.
Yes.
We do it with our all. We don't want to, there's no halfway thing in God.
No.
Right? There's no halfway thing in God.
Yeah.
It's my best, Lord.
Amen.
Here I am.
Yes.
Amen. All right. So if we have gifts, and all of us have gifts here, it may not be that you speak on the pulpit, because even to prepare the sanctuary, Leslie is not here today, but she does such a good job.
Yes.
There are some of you who have gifts in administration. Lend your gifts to the Lord. Amen. It may be some of you who can sing as wonderfully as Sarah and Liz. I tell you, if I try to sing, I don't think it's the right thing that comes out. Sometimes the Lord, I try though, you know.
Yeah.
I try. There are some of you who can pray. And when you pray, it's as if the very heaven shake.
Yeah.
Amen. It may be some of you who can do floral artistry. But we need to come together and we need to build God's house to give him glory. Amen.
Amen.
Come and pray with us. Come to make lunch. Liz does that project. You know, I think I've kind of outgrown dealing with many, many little children. But if I have to be here, if God wants me to be here, I'll be here.
Amen.
But I may not be here, but I'm praying. And so some of you need to be praying to help God, help the man of God and the woman of God to build the work. Amen?
Amen.
Pray. Join us for prayer 9 a.m. on Fridays.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Because as we said this morning, this is a wonderful place to be. Why? You're loved, you're accepted. You're accepted in the beloved, and you begin to grow and flourish in God's purpose.
Amen.
Amen? All right. Take the step of faith. Display diligence and consistency, and God will empower you. You see, some of us wait for everything to be right. But let me tell you, when you really experience God, is when faith is when you just take that step.
Yes.
It's not just right. It's just you're just led of the Spirit of God. And you take that step. And God will then, he always, whenever we need to do something great for God, we need to take the step of faith first. And then God will empower us.
Amen.
Amen? Give him our best. Give him glory. Even when we look at Christ, how he lived. Christ never lived as if he was a pauper. He lived as a king.
Yeah.
Amen? And even he had a mark of excellence. And even the robe, his robe, when he died, they gambled for the robe. And his robe was very specific because it was made of the finest linens. And even the colors on the robe, which was purple, white, and gold, were very specific. They showed the mark of a king.
Amen.
You are royalty.
Yes.
Your royalty. God says you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Do you know who you are in God? You can be God's best.
Amen.
There is greatness in you, and I stir it today in the name of Jesus.
Amen?
Amen? So I adapted this from Faith Life Sermons, because what we need to speak about is excellence. Amen?
Yes.
Excellence refers to pursuing and doing the best we can with the gifts and abilities God gives.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
Giving our best to the glory of God.
Amen.
But ideally, it is done without the spirit of competition.
Yes.
Or seeking to excel simply to be better than others.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
Others, Jamaican. Excellence includes doing common, everyday things, but in very uncommon ways, regardless of whether people are watching.
Yeah.
The reality is that God sees our work and rewards us accordingly. Success means being the best. Excellence means being your best.
Yes.
Success to many means being better than everyone else. Excellence means being better tomorrow than you were yesterday. Success means exceeding the achievements of other people, while excellence means matching your practice with your potential.
Yes.
There is greatness in you.
Yes.
And I stir you into place in this season.
Amen.
Amen? Excellence is not a gift. It must be pursued.
Amen.
It must be sought after. God will give you the desires. You must cultivate, in other words, develop what God has put within you. Amen?
Amen.
There's not one person here that doesn't have one gift that God has given you.
Yes,
you each have at least one special gift.
Amen?
Amen?
True.
Don't expect excellence to be a gift of the Spirit. To excel means to go beyond, to be superior. Excellence is not a gift. It must be achieved.
Yes.
Pursue excellence.
Yes.
So it starts first in our everyday living. Amen?
Yeah.
So how does one attain excellence? So number one, here is what we spoke about earlier. We pursue it. We pursue it. Number two, we surrender to God every gift, every action, everything about our life and living. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, have a made up mind. I'm going to be excellent. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to give God my best.
Amen.
I'm going to be the best that God made me to be. I can't be Liz, I can't be Mike, I can't be Nina. I have to be who God made me to
Amen.
Be.
Yes.
And you're each special in your own special way. Amen?
Amen?
God will lead you where to go, and one may need some training. Let me tell you something. You see, they say that I'm a good cook, or I may be a good preacher. I do not have formal training with any of these gifts. For my cooking, I went on a 2-week Cordon Bleu course when I was at the Canadian High Commission. But do you know what I do? I first of all recognize my gift.
Yeah.
Those were gifts that God gave me. So I ask God first, and then I develop them. So you know what I do? Each day, I'm scanning through websites, and I use whatever training tools. And so I develop that gift of creativity. I look at pictures of food over and over again, not to satiate a thirst, but to develop that gift. I learn new techniques. I learn new recipes. I spend a lot of time in the Word of God. I've got to develop the gift to give God glory. Why should I do something mediocre? It gives God no glory. Amen?
Amen?
Then I'll be just like everybody else. No, when people ask me, I say, God taught me and God showed me.
Amen.
So, to do that fried chicken that Richard mentioned, for years I never ate fried food. So, I spent hours perfecting the fried chicken. Right? So I tried the breadcrumb rule, and then I tried when I'm going to do a batter, this and that, da, 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 da. But I listened to the Lord most of all. And then I researched. So my kitchen is like a chemistry lab. Yeah. But I'm going to make sure that it's the best fried chicken. I'm going to make sure that when I come up here, it's good food that you get.
Amen.
Amen? Because I didn't just spend 1 minute or hurry into this thing. I spent 2 weeks mapping out the message. I said, God, what do you want to say to the people? And then, God, draw who you want to draw. Prepare them, Lord. Stir them up, Lord. Let me be the vessel that you use to minister to your people.
Amen.
And then step by step, I listened to the Lord. I listened to him. And by the way, I asked him a question yesterday because he spoke to me while I was doing some cooking yesterday. And I said, but God, why don't you speak to everybody like this? He says, well, because they won't listen. So please spend a lot of time listening to God. It's your first priority. And he said, even if I try to talk to them, they're so busy because I'm not the priority in their life. God has to have first place above those desires, above those material things. Who is God to you? Amen?
Amen.
I pray that you'll know this God of love and develop above all else an intimate relationship Amen. With him and grow in grace and grow out of his love. Because when you grow out of his love, you will shine.
Amen.
You will shine. And not only that you'll shine, you will be in the right place in the body of Christ. You'll be in the right place in life. And God will lead you to the right place, the right time. And everything will just fall in its right place.
Amen.
When you seek first the kingdom of God, all other things shall be added.
Yes.
You don't need to worry and spend much energy seeking and searching. Oh, this thing is gone off. Yes, okay. It's new for me to use this, you know. As you know, normally I have papers and papers, but God says, no, you need to get with it now. You have to use technology. I've had this there for a year, and I didn't know how to use it, so I get a little panicked every time, you know. Anyway, I'm divulging. I have 5 more minutes. So, number three already. That was made up mine. No, in everything, give God thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. It's a simple instruction to abiding in his presence. Because when you're giving thanksgiving to God, you'll remain in his presence.
Amen.
Amen? And then out of that thanksgiving will begin to flow praise and worship.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Number five, your life lived today is a seed sown in eternity. Right? Rewards in heaven are the completion of your earthly story.
Amen?
Amen? Those rewards will be eternally satisfying. Revelation 21, he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and to him. The beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. One of the 7 angels who had the 7 bowls full of the 7 plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. We are called the bride of Christ, you know? And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. One of the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Anyway, let's go down now. Verse 15. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure its city and its wall. In other words, heaven is a wonderful place.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful to know that we are headed to that place with the streets lined in gold and jasper? A place where there will be no more crying. A place where we'll be reconciled to those relatives that have gone on ahead of us. Amen? But most of all, we'll be resting
in the arms of our Savior. Isn't that wonderful to know?
Amen.
This God, I can't wait to see him, you know? I can't wait to see him. Because even sometimes when I just get into his presence, that warm embrace that I feel, it's awesome to be in that place.
Amen.
I would like you all to experience that warm embrace. And so we're going to sing shortly. So just to finish, excellence is not a gift, but it is measured by your desiring and perfecting gifts given. What you do with your gifting will determine if you attain excellence. Amen?
Amen.
Will determine if you give God glory.
Amen.
And so, I pray that you will sing, "Come to the Altar, Liz." You know, and if there is anyone here, we don't want you left out. We don't want you wanting. We want you all to be filled this morning with God's love, his glory, his grace. We want you all to experience living your life out of his love and grace, where you become his best. Your feet become really shod with the sandals of the gospel of peace. You become you walk with surety and confidence because God is with you.
Amen.
Amen. So come to the altar.
Yes. As we finish today.